sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, sitting here with Becky Ivins.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
It's a good rainy morning.
Oh my gosh.
A little bit of storms last night.
Yeah.
And so we have to tell you that if you had storms, there was hail, if you slept through it, you need to call Larry Robbins at Robbins Roofing. I sent him by this week, last week. Anyway, he went by 7 properties that I own, and 6 of them have been totaled with hail damage on the roofs. Some of them have holes in siding. So we've got a lot of roofing to do, and he hasn't even been by everything yet, but you need to call Robbins Roofing, 728-3700, 728-3700. And I just say that because our listeners, I like you, and you deserve the best, and Larry will tell you the truth, by the way. He did go by one property, and he said, Becky, we put a roof on that last summer, and it's just fine. In fact, the hail really didn't come close to it. Mm. So, but he'll tell you if you need a new roof, too.
Boy, that's a big part I love with Larry, is he will navigate the insurance with you, give the facts, meet the insurance, the adjusters out there, and is just fantastic to guide you through.
And there's a lot to guide through, too.
There is.
They're sending people from outside of Oklahoma to look at things because we've had such widespread hail damage.
Yep.
So the adjusters, can you imagine how many adjusters that he's going to have to deal with on those claims? That's too much. So anyway, I just gave each adjuster, I just said, call Larry Robbins. Here's his number. He's going to meet you there. And that way I don't have – and then I sent Larry the name of the tenants that are in those houses, and he's going to contact the tenant because you have to get inside because you have to look at the decking from underneath when you have a roof claim. So anyway, 728-3700, call my friend Larry and tell him to help you out, and he will.
He will, and keep in mind that we remind you that you have 1 year with nearly all insurance – to make a claim, or you can't make that claim.
Well, you can make the claim. They're just going to deny it. Anybody can make a claim. It's just that if it's been 370 days, they're going to deny
your
claim.
They're going to deny the claim. If you want to join the conversation today, the number is 405-840-1000. That's 405-840-1000. So what are we talking about today, Becky?
Well, shocking statistics involving real estate. So, and I threw out there that we would give you 18 shocking statistics about real estate currently. The first thing is pending home sales decreased from February to March by over 5%, 5.2%. And typically, they would have increased by probably 10%. So they're down. And there's two reasons for that, actually. One is pretty obvious. The interest rates have gone up. And the other one is the interest rates have been so low that everybody that wanted to buy a house bought it last year. So because we did have a record year last year. So, okay, that's one. And the next shocking statistic is 61% of recent home buyers were married couples. Now, that doesn't mean couples. That means married couples. And oftentimes that's because it takes two incomes.
Yeah.
To buy a house. And can you buy a house without being married? Yes, you can. You can have a grandfather with a granddaughter purchasing a house together on a mortgage. And you can still do that. 17% were single females, 9% were single males, and 10% were unmarried couples that bought houses. So that's not real statistics. I mean, could I be a sexist here and say that single females are more financially responsible than by twice as much as single males?
I'm just going to say I agree with that statistic.
Okay, there you go. Okay. So if you want to tell us one of your own statistics.
So we're going to go with number three. 78% of home buyers bought their home using a mortgage. So 78% used a mortgage.
Which is a very low number, by the way, because I read another article this week that said 25% of current home buyers pay cash. So the cash, you would think, it's hard to have enough money to pay cash.
Yeah, so this is one of the statistics, Becky, I found very interesting because during the pandemic, we had a conversation as a team about how much we were seeing people buy homes using cash. It was because things were selling above appraisal. Cash was needed often for above, but there was all of a sudden trust funds that were buying property.
Well, family money that was invested in the market. Market wasn't making much of anything when our mortgage rates were 3%. So families would pull out their money from their 401ks or stuff like that and or from the market and give it to a family member to help them buy a house. So how about 26% of home purchases were made by first-time home buyers? That's a big number. That went down to as low as 13% wow. over the last few years. Yeah. But and usually it hovers at about 20, but 26% of homes sold to first-time home buyers. So, yeah.
Huh.
Now, it peaked in 2010. In 2010, which was right at the sort of end of that 2008 bubble recession type thing that we were in, 50% of the market that was selling to first-time home buyers then. That was very, very high. And now this year, 26%. So in 22. Okay.
So the next one is the median age of first-time home buyers in the United States in 2022 was 36.
Wow. Does that surprise you?
I am actually surprised at how low that was. But
that kind of goes with lifestyle here in America. By the time you're in your mid-30s, most folks are married with kids, and they probably already bought their first home, and now they're moving up to their next home. So that 36 years sounds about right to me. And then in 2022, we saw the highest share of unmarried couples ever recorded buying homes. So that was 10% unmarried couples. So, and that's just our society right now, right?
That's right. So number seven statistic that may shock you: among first-time homebuyers, 18% of buyers were unmarried couples, and 5% were other household compositions. Both are the highest. The other household compositions, the one is that I think we'll see more of multi-generation.
That's coming up the pike. I'll tell you, the multi-generation, and that way they can afford to buy a larger home that suits the multi-generation.
We'll be back with more right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. On the line, we have our money man, Matt McLean.
NMLS number
1197740.
Matt McLean from SWBC Mortgage. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
Doing well. Good morning, Mark and Becky.
Good morning, Matt. So is there anything new in the market, or is it the same as last week? Should we just record you once and give you a break on Saturday mornings?
Oh, no, I love calling in. Those are fantastic. But in answer to your question, no, not a lot of activity last week in the market. You know, we were hoping we might see some improvement. We did slightly as a result of the bill passing on the debt ceiling. But, yeah, I mean, you were in the high sixes. May have to pay what we call a discount point or an origination fee to get that. But rates are good.
People are paying that discount point now, aren't they? Which we used to call origination fee was 1% of the loan amount.
Right. Yeah, and you know this. I mean, that's really a market issue and a liquidity issue. And really, before rates went up, we could provide an interest rate and not charge that. Well, that's not even available in today's market. So, yeah, people are having to pay the 1% origination fee or discount point.
Okay. So in to contact our trusted, you know, people go, well, which mortgage company should I use? And I'm going to say, do you want to know who I use? I used SWBC Mortgage for my last three home loans. I used SWBC. So call Matt McLean or Dean Riddell at 405-858-7770.
Or you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's favorites. You'll see SWBC right there at the top. As always, thank you very much, Matt McLean.
All right. Thank you. Have a good show.
You too.
Okay. We're back to our shocking statistics. Some of these are not just real shocking, I will have to say. So we promised to give you 18 shocking statistics. So we're going to give you more than 18 statistics because I don't think that all of these are shocking.
You can pick which ones shock you.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Now, this is not shocking that a quarter of the people that were first-time home buyers said the hardest part was saving up the down payment. Well, that's not surprising to me. That is not shocking. But I will tell you, there is good interest rates on bond loans, which means that you don't have to pay a down payment. So call us if you want to know about how not to pay a down payment. We've got three different ways you can not pay a down payment at all. So you want me to give you a hint? You can probably name one.
Go ahead. Give me a hint.
Okay, give you the hint. Okay, you can get a bond loan, which is down payment assistance. Mm-hmm. You can get a veterans loan, and you can get a USDA loan. No down payment. And so there's different types of bond issues, too, by the way, so there's more than one of those. But we can help you if you're a first-time home buyer. So that 26% of you said that saving a down payment was the most difficult part in the process. So we'll make that easier for you. So give us a call. Okay. How about these statistics, by the way, are from 2022, last year. 14% of home buyers purchased multi-generational homes. Wow. And that was due to children above the age of 18 moving back to the home for cost-saving measures and or to take care of their parents, which, you know, that doesn't hold much water for me. If you're 20 years old, your parents probably don't need taken care of. But I think COVID probably took a step in that people kind of, I mean, a lot of people couldn't go back to work.
Yeah.
So they moved back home because they can't afford to pay their rent.
And I think I'm seeing a lot more multi-generation who are choosing to live multi-generational so mm-hmm. that grandparents can take care of the kids or babysit during the summer or just participate in the family life within their own grouping. Like, I think that's increasing.
Now, I will tell you that not a lot of families could probably make that work and be congenial, but some can.
Yeah.
And if you think you can do that, it's a good thing,
yep.
Right? Okay. What number 10, the number of recent home buyers who own more than one home was 18%. Now, that was up from the year before by about 25% up, 22% up. But it was 14% of the people in 2021 owned two homes. And last year, it went up to 18%.
I'm surprised at that jump.
Yeah.
Because there were, we saw so many who had investment homes who were selling.
Because the prices were so high.
Because the prices were high.
Yeah. But because the interest rate was so low, they could qualify to buy an investment property, right? Okay. Now, veterans made up 22% of home buyers in 22. In the year 2022, 22% of home buyers were veterans. Now, while 1% were active duty military members.
Now, are you surprised at the 1%?
I was surprised that that was so low, but that's still a lot of military members. The thing is, now used to military moved everybody every 2 years. Now the average is about 3 years you move. It's hard to gain the equity in a short period of time like that to get the cost of selling back out so that you're at zero or above it on your walk-away money. Now, this last 3 years has been quite the exception, and a lot of military folks walked away with a lot of money when they sold, if they purchased. But on the recession end of that, it's hard to sell a house when you owe more on it than you can sell it for.
Yeah.
And you end up having to have a forced rental program in a home because you have to move if you're in the military. You don't get a choice. So that makes it very difficult. But only 1% were active duty military members. And my advice to active duty military members, don't buy this year. If you think you're going to be relocated in the next couple of years, because I don't see the prices going up at the rate that they have. So you might be stuck with a house. Okay? Are you ready for the next one?
I'll do the next one. Number 12, the median distance between the home that recent buyers purchased and the home they moved was 50 miles. Previously, the median distance between the home purchased and the one moved was 15 miles.
I know. When I saw that 50 miles, I was going, that was shocking to me.
Yeah.
And I think, I hate to say that, but
I think it was from state to state was the biggest effect of that. People moving from, a lot of times it's high tax states into low tax states.
Right.
That was, seemed to be the big move.
There seems to be a lot of move from like California to Florida. Well, California has a very high tax rate, whereas Florida doesn't even have income tax, right? Texas doesn't have income tax.
Yep, they don't have the state income tax.
Right. So, well, yeah, everyone's got federal, right?
Right.
So, but the 50 miles, I think was, I still think of the local moves, I'll bet you it still hovers at about 15 miles.
Yeah.
But the state to state probably brought that up some. Okay. The quality of the neighborhood was the most important factor for half of the buyers in determining the home's location. Not whether it's urban, suburban, or rural, but the quality of the neighborhood itself. Half the people wanted in a certain type of neighborhood. To me, that's not shocking because we deal with buyers every day and they care about the quality of the neighborhood. They don't care as much about the house as they do the quality of the neighborhood, right?
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah, that one I was kind of thinking, well, what did the other half care about? If you don't care about the quality of the neighborhood you live in.
Right.
All right, number 14, buyers typically purchased homes in 2022 at 100% of the asking price, while 28% purchased for more than the asking price.
Well, that was not shocking to me because our stuff sold.
We were in the midst of it.
Yeah. We were in the midst of it, and it was, I don't think we had one listing that sold for less than asking price last year. Now, I would have to go back and study that.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
I can't think of one off the top of my head with it.
So people were selling with nearly a third of them sold for more than list price. So, yeah, that's not as shocking to me. That might be shocking to people that were, and you know, in not really active in the market. Okay. The typical buyer shopped for 10 weeks, visiting 5 homes and viewed 4 homes online before making a purchase. Well, now that's a weird statistic.
Yeah.
We can talk about that, but 10 weeks is because they made multiple offers and homes sold before they could get to them to make that offer.
Yeah. That's exactly, and I disagree with viewing 4 homes online. We'll see about that right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins. And if you want to join the conversation today, the number is 405-840-1000. That's 405-840-1000. It is time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. You can give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, statistics.
Yeah, I'm going to let you say that word. And say, there's only a few words that I have to slow down to say, and statistics is one of those.
Amortization is mine.
Aluminum.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Worcestershire sauce.
We'll stick with statistics.
Okay. Statistics is the science of collecting and analyzing numerical data in large quantities, especially for the purpose of inferring proportions to a whole. So much. 22% of the people, that kind of thing. So but they use a standard error in a mathematics tool. Now, I took statistics in graduate school because I love numbers.
You do love numbers.
I think you can get a lot from numbers, but you also have to get a lot from listening to people too. So, but anyway, statistics brought to you by Robbins Roofing, whom, by the way, you should be calling today. He had planned to be somewhere else other than in his office today, but he is sticking around today because you guys have been calling him, and if you haven't yet, you need to. It's 728-3700. If you get voicemail, leave a detailed message. Leave your address. Leave your phone number. Leave it twice in case the phone gets a little blip on it, and Larry's going to help you, so 728-3700. And if you want to call us here, it is 840-1000. It's 405-840-1000. When I say O, I mean zero. Okay? Okay, and we're talking today about shocking statistics, right? So what do you have, Mark? What's our next shocking statistics?
So here we go. The typical buyer shopped for 10 weeks, visited 5 homes, and viewed 4 homes online. That's where we left off right there. So what surprised me on this one was the 4 homes online.
Who does that?
I mean, every buyer I work with, they're looking through.
Hundreds.
Yeah. Anything and everything that's within their criteria.
I don't know. But that question must have been offered something weird. And the reason it was 10 weeks is because all the homes were sold that they were going to visit, right? Yeah. And they had to keep going and keep going. Usually, in a tip, I kept this statistic for decades on myself. When I was out showing property, my goal was to show between 4 and 5 homes per client. Now, have I gone over 100? Yes, I have. Have I only shown one and then sold it? Yes, I have. But if you ask enough questions up front and you listen to your client as to what they're looking for, you don't have to show that many homes. It's a waste of their time. It's a waste of your time as a realtor. You give them addresses that if they think they want to look at it, let them drive by it. And then you make the appointments to show the property to them. But they will eliminate more than half the homes by driving by. And that's because of the other statistic that we just mentioned. And that was that...
The neighborhood quality.
The neighborhood quality makes a difference to people.
Yeah.
Okay. First-time home buyers, 93% of them financed. Let's see, they financed 93% of their home's purchase price. Okay, but second-time or third-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, financed, their loan-to-value was 83% on average. And that probably means most of them were 80% loan to value, and a few were 95.
Yeah.
Right?
That's exactly. Exactly. You want to, the big thing you want to get to is that 78% of loan to value so that you won't have to have PMI.
Okay. Now, here we're going to talk about racial statistics. Okay. So, the share of white and Hispanic or Latino buyers grew this year, while the share of other racial and ethnic groups declined. 83% of home buyers were white or Caucasian, as they identified. 8% were Hispanic or Latino. 3% were Black or African American. That's just because some statistics quote the...
different wording.
Yes. Okay. 2% were Asian or Pacific Islanders, and 3% identified as other. My guess is included in that 3% were natives, Native American.
Yeah. That's what, with the statistics, I would love, especially for Oklahoma, to have the Native American statistics.
It's not in there. We studied this 2 or 3 years ago in our office, like different cities. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it was 2 years ago. The different cities and what the makeup was of their demographics. And not, we're not talking about only race, but like their professions, their average income, what percentage of each community was rural as opposed to suburban, like how many had septic tanks as opposed to city sewer and stuff. We studied that in our office, and what was shocking to me is that Native Americans were not quoted in the statistics. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that just seems like a big miss.
It's a huge miss, particularly in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But these are national statistics, okay?
Right.
Okay, so 28% of home buyers reported using a gift or a loan from family or friends for some or all of their down payment. Yay, grandparents. Right?
That's exactly right.
Parents and grandparents.
Yeah.
You can't get a gift from a second cousin and get a home loan from it. It would take an exception to the rule to do that because the familial relationship must be very, very close. You can, a sibling can give money to another sibling, parents, grandparents, but even when you get to aunts and uncles, it usually does not qualify. The underwriter looks at this and goes, no, that's not a gift. That's going to be a loan. So that's kind of one to where I kind of question that a little bit. So 28% of first time home buyers got a gift or a loan from a family member or friends for some of their down payment. Okay. What's the next one, Mark?
60% of realtors reported that lack of inventory was the most important factor limiting potential clients from making a purchase. Overtaking 2020's finding the right property at the right price was the most important.
Right.
I think it's going to be this one's going to be a continuation into this year, the lack of inventory.
Well, we just don't have the inventory that buyers want.
Yeah.
So you get to choose from one house, right? Okay. Buyers expect to live in their homes for a median of 15 years, while 28% say that they don't plan to move again. Wow. The average used to be about 7 years. Then it kind of went up to about 11 years at one point. But this statistic is not what happens. This is what they expect their plans are to stay in their home for 15 years.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious why they don't get 15-year mortgages then, right?
That's funny. It's where the kind of the framework of intention and actuality has a divergent path there. So, all right, our next statistic, according to 2022 NAR profile of home buyers and sellers, the most commonly cited reason for selling one's home was 21% said desire to move closer to friends and family, 11% moving due to retirement, 11% neighborhood has become less desirable, 10% home too small, 9% change in family situation.
Now, first of all, NAR is National Association of Realtors, is where this comes from. And that is shocking to me because I would say that the change in family situation is more prevalent here in Oklahoma than it is nationally then. Because like the death, some of these people probably said desire to move closer to friends and family probably resulted in maybe a divorce or a death.
Yeah.
But, or which I would say change in family situation might involve some of those folks.
What I'm surprised is what's not on there is because of job relocation.
People don't work anymore, Mark.
Well, I think it's...
What's up with you?
It's because they, it moved. We worked... The ability to work from home for a vast majority of jobs or for a large portion of jobs has, I guess, made this... It didn't even show up on this, on their listing of reasons to move.
Right.
Was right. Job requirement is requiring me to
that
move.
That could be home too small, 10%, but... A lot of people need a whole room for two people to work from home.
Yeah.
But
you have like what we've talked about with military who they move.
And they don't get to work from home,
choice.
By the way.
Right. They're not working from home.
During COVID, one of my kids had, they had to work from home every other day. And he goes, well, that's interesting because... I can't even log into my computer from home because he's in the Intel portion of the military and they're not allowed to use their personal computer. But now when they did work, they worked very, very long hours to kind of make up for it. He said the amount of work didn't change, but the time you had to do it in changed. Okay. Now, the typical home seller last year was 60 years old. Wow. That is old, right? I can't say that. You can say that, Mark. Say that is old.
I'm not saying that. I don't want to get slapped again.
The typical home seller was 60 years old. The previous year of 2021, the typical home seller was 56 years old. So that's up quite a lot.
Yeah, to me, this is not a surprise. That's not surprising to me just because it is the baby boomer generation moving up. I mean, you have that large swell of baby boom who is, they change all statistics as they move because of how this large
they're a big
generation.
Group.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Recently sold homes were on the market for a median of 2 weeks. And that's an increase from the previous year of 2021. They were on the market a median of 1 week. And do you know why they were on the market for 1 week? It took that long to figure out and to present all the multiple offers
you're going to pick. That's exactly right.
We still get that, multiple offers. You get in good neighborhoods, and I say good neighborhoods as in popular neighborhoods, and you've got probably 20, at least 20 people to choose from to purchase your home that have great offers on your home.
Well, we'll come back with more right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal.
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn, and on 63rd, just west of Meridian, and in Yukon on Route 66.
Okay, our smoking hot deal, new listing that is not yet even on the multi-list. So it is 701 Mallard, and that is in Swan Lake, an Edmond edition. So that is located near Danforth and Kelly. It's got a nice corner lot, good size, big mature trees. It is a three-bed, two-bath, two-car, built in the early 80s, about 1,500 square feet, more or less. And it's going to need your touches on a redo. We think everything works, but it just has not been updated. But it's $199 in Edmond.
$199?
How about $199,000?
Oh.
Okay. I'm about to say sold anyway.
Sold for $190,000. That's a great price
on that property in a good, solid addition.
Yeah.
And it's a 322, meaning three bed, two bath, two car, and a good, solid addition to Edmond. So that's our smoking hot deal brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill. A rainy day is the best day ever to go to Casa Perico. It is just, warm food and, of course, you can get cool food, too. You can get all kinds of cool foods.
Ceviche or that?
I kind of think about the cool, maybe margarita. Maybe the frozen margarita, but it's a great place to go today. So go visit them at 122nd and Penn,
and in Yukon on Route 66 and on 63rd Meridian. And if you want something that's hot and cold simultaneously, they have a jalapeno margarita.
Yeah, that's so good.
Muy bueno.
Muy bueno. Okay, Casa Perico, our best place. And I will tell you, I'm going to remind you one more time. If you call Robbins Roofing today, they're not going to get on your roof while it's raining. But the first chance they get that it's not raining, they will get there and they will tell you whether or not you need to file an insurance claim. They'll meet your claims adjuster out there. They'll handle all the insurance stuff for you, and they'll give you a competitive price. So somebody you can depend on is Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. So, Mark, we're talking about shocking statistics.
Shocking statistics in the year 2022. So, do you have the next one there?
Well, I'm trying to figure out where we were. okay. The number of homes for sale increased in 2022 by about 60% over 2021. Well, that kind of makes sense because 2021 was still in the depths of COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the next one, homes spent an average of 54 days on the market in March of 2023, which is 18 days longer than the last year, but still shorter than the before the pandemic.
I just don't believe that. That would be shocking if that were true for Oklahoma, not Oklahoma.
Yeah, I would agree that's not an Oklahoma statistic.
I mean, like right now, we still have much shorter days on the market than that. Wow. Okay, well, I think we better move on because I'm not believing that one.
So, the median price of homes for sale increased 6.3% annually in March 2023, lower than February's growth rate.
Wow. Okay, that's a good statistic.
Yeah.
Okay. For sale by owner homes sold for $225,000 is their median. Median means that was the middle, basically. If you're talking 31 homes, it would be number 16 of those homes because half of them were more, half of them were less, okay, rather than an average. But the median price was $225,000 last year, significantly lower than the median for agent-assisted home sales, which was $345,000, at 35% less by for sale by owners. So if you're thinking about doing a for sale by owner, you better bring in a pro because you're losing money. Most likely you are losing equity that was yours for the taking.
That's one of those statistics that just all around people think, well, if I'm going to save money on my sale, I'm going to just do it myself. Commission.
We hear it all the time. We're going to save 6%. Well, but you lost 35%.
Yeah.
So
the numbers over and over again show that if you go with a professional agent, it makes a big difference in your bottom line.
And 10% of the homes sold by owner as opposed to agents. And mainly because it was easy to sell a home last year. Not so easy as much this year and in previous years. So, okay, the typical home seller owned their home for 10 years, the ones that sold last year, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Middle-income homeowners have seen their properties appreciate by 68% since 2012. So they accumulated basically an average of $122,000 in wealth.
Man. Own your home for 10 years there in that time period.
Yeah.
$120,000.
We appreciate you guys joining us today, and we want you to come in next week and listen to us again.
Thanks for being with us here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.
And may all of your hopes turn to wishes. And may all of your wishes come true.